Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 52, talking about sweeping and washing after the meal. And the Mishnah stated that Beis Shammai says that one sweeps the leftover food and then washes his hands for Birchas HaMazon, while Beis Hillel says that the order is reversed. The Gemara cites a brisa which explains the reasoning behind their positions. Beis Shammai says that if one would wash their hands before sweeping, the water will drip on the leftovers, making them disgusting, effectively wasting food. Beis Hillel says that if the waiter is knowledgeable, he will first remove leftovers that are usable, like a kazayas or bigger, and only leave small pieces which are insignificant. And this Gemara says this supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that one may destroy crumbs that are smaller than a kazayis. It brings to mind the idea that a lot of times when we have company, when we have guests, or even when our kids are running around, the house, especially the dining room, especially under the dining table, can get very, very dirty, can get very, very messy. For someone who has OCD or perfectionism or very hung about cleanliness, it can be very irksome, very troublesome, and very worrisome, very anxiety-provoking. But don't rush to clean it up. Don't swoop in to clean it up right away, especially because the kids are going to make a mess the whole meal. So what I do is I let them make a meal, then when the guests leave, then I sweep everything up and clean everything up. Otherwise, it's just going to be more and more and more, and you're like trying to take things away, just adding fuel to the fire. You're going to have to do it 5 times instead of 1 time alone. Also, if you're cleaning up the table, you're cleaning up the dishes and whatnot, that you could do little by little by little, you know, loading things up and getting them out of the way, but don't use those hands to then serve things. Make sure you clean off your hands and make sure things are good so it won't be disgusting, won't be gross. Nobody wants your dirty hands from like wiping down dishes or whatever to be on the dessert. So if it's really gooky, really ucky, use gloves or wash your hands in between so that it's not ucky, it's not gross, and it's not disgusting to the food or not showing proper honor to the guests. So keep things like that. Don't rush to clean things right away. Take your time with it, do it at the end so you're not building it up. And when you're serving, make sure to be cognizant of the fact of how dirty your hands are not. Try to keep them nice and clean, which is in the line with the idea of why people do my machronim, why some people do that, and why we use that in order that our hands could be clean for benching so they could be clean at the meal. And in general, we should just wash our hands and make sure they're clean all throughout the day, but especially in regards to Shabbos. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 53 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.